From the Minnesota Superior Sound Studios, it's Wisecracking with Winter. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a day that ends in Y, and it's time for Wisecracking with Winter! Yahoo! Today's show is brought to you by your friends over at Minnesota Superior Sound. Minnesota Superior Sound, Minnesota's number one self-acclaimed mobile DJ service. You can find them on the internet as long as you have a PC or an Android.
What?
Because there's Flash on the website, and you can't view it if you have an Apple product. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get it fixed. I got top minds ignoring the issue and not doing anything about it. As soon as we get that resolved, I will let you know. But if you need a mobile DJ and you happen to have an Apple, you can go over to our like page on Facebook. First look and see what everybody had for dinner last night. Then look and see what funny thing Billy said. Then make sure you like your friend's Candy Crush progress, because that's what Facebook is for. And you better make sure you like it or you might get defriended.
Goddamn shit.
When you've done all that, get over to MinnesotaSuperiorSound.com. Mention that you heard this podcast, and you will receive a discount of an undisclosed amount. Well, I am rolling solo today, kids. There will be no co-host. I called up my good friend Richie Barrister and said, "Hey, man, you want to do a show with me again? I got this."
Fuck off!
I called my political pundit pal, Paul, from Indianapolis, and I got...
Fuck off!
I even tried calling my good buddy Johnny Pizzle out in the Chicagoland area. "Hey, you want to talk some pop culture?"
Fuck off!
So I guess I am on my own. You know what? I like it this way. This is like a special edition. This is like limited edition Wisecracking with Winter when I'm all on my lonesome. How's your week going? Yeah? Did you have a good week? Did you have a great weekend? What do you got coming up this weekend? What are you going to do? Oh, that sounds fun. Here's what I did last weekend. I went out and got super duper drunk and watched an 80s, 90s, like, cover band type deal. I mean, we've all seen them. If I had gone to that show sober, I might have had a real different opinion of the songs I was hearing. But seeing how I was 10 sheets to the wind, it sounded pretty goddamn good to me. It was almost like I was at a Van Halen concert in 1984. It sounded that close. Drunk. Sober, I probably would have stuck my fingers in my ears. And I would have said, "What in the fuck is this? This doesn't sound anything like Running with the Devil! I'd rather have the devil stick his giant dick in my ear than listen to any more of this shit!" But I had drinking a lot of domestic beers. I'm not going to give in and start drinking the microbrews, kids. It's not going to happen. I got a beer right here in front of me. Guess what? It's a Hams. Hams beer. Let's examine this a little bit so I can give you a good description of Hams. Let's see. The color is beer color. The smell, it smells like beer. The alcohol content, a lot. There's no fruit in it. And I could give a fuck where it's brewed. Hams beer, ladies and gentlemen. Good stuff. Why don't you slum it up with me a little bit and put down the fucking microbrewer. Go out and get yourself a Hams. Or you know what else is another good one? It's this beer called Good Ass Beer. Good Ass Beer. I'm not sure where that's brewed either. But it's a pretty decent light beer. All right, moving along. I got some notes here. I guess first and foremost, Peyton Manning, old number 18, retired today after 18 seasons. How precious is that, huh? 18 seasons. Andy's number 18. Oh, he's a pleasant millionaire, isn't he? I gotta say that after watching him in the Super Bowl a month ago, he did not look good. He did not look like he belonged out there. He didn't look like the Peyton Manning I grew up with. No, he looked like me on the field trying to play quarterback. But hey, God bless him. God bless him and his good pal Papa John and his other friend Budweiser Beer and whoever else he's shilling shit for. I mean, the guy is worth $500 million. He earned right around $245 million for just playing football. And some people say, well, you know what? He went out and he earned every cent of that. You think it's easy playing football? You get tackled, and you get knocked on the ground, and you get a concussion. And sometimes, you know, you throw an interception, and you get really down on yourself. But hey, he's a Hall of Famer quarterback. I got to give it to him. Hall of Famer. But some people are saying that he's the best of all time, and I strongly disagree with that. If I was going to rank the best of all time from 5 down to 1, I would go Peyton Manning, Brett Favre. Coming in at number three, let me think. I stuck myself. How about Tom Brady? Tom Brady's at number three. At number two, we'll go with, Dante Culpepper. And then at number one, we're going to go with Joe Montana. Joe Montana, of course, right? Everybody likes Joe Montana, right? He was great. He had 5 Super Bowl championships. That's good, right? That's right. That's, he never lost one. Never lost a Super Bowl. Well, good luck to Peyton. As far as the presidential race goes, looks like it's going to be Trump and Hillary. And isn't that going to be a fucking hoot?
Yeah.
Is that going to get dirty or what? I mean, let's face it. If you voted in the primaries and you voted for Trump, you don't really want to see Trump as president. Here's what I think is going on. I think people voted for Trump in the primaries because they were having such a great time watching those fucking debates. Oh my God. It looks like a verbal street fight every time you turn it on. The low blows. I love it. It's delicious. Trump is the consummate entertainer. He's a great real estate guy. He's a good reality TV show host. Not such a great president. Okay? We got to draw a line somewhere. You know, I know there's the Republicans out there right now are beating their chest. You don't know what kind of goddamn president he's going to be. He's never been president before. You don't know. He might make a good president. He might be the best president ever since Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan. If he was here, I'd suck his dick and I'd let Nancy watch because that's how much I loved Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan was not that good of a president. He wasn't. Hey, I liked Reagan. I liked him. I didn't love him. Well, let's see. I got trickle-down economics. And, well, what's my name again? He was okay. He wasn't the next coming of Christ. He was no JFK. He was no Teddy Roosevelt. He was no Abraham Lincoln. He was just good, okay, good president, you know? He's all right. So Trump and Hillary, that will be interesting. I'm going to kind of vent this episode on things that piss me off lately. People seem to enjoy that, so we're going to spend some time on things that annoy the hell out of me. Let's start with millennials. I know every old generation picks on the new generation coming up. In my day, I wouldn't have worn a beard that long, and I wouldn't have rode my bicycle to work. I would have driven a car like a man. I get it. Every generation brings something new to the table, right? Right? But these guys just seem like pussies. Pussies. All these millennials are just pussies. You know, I've had my fair share of millennial experience. You know, I drive a ride share. I won't say if I work for Uber or Lyft. I do that part-time, very part-time, like one or two nights a month, if that. And I take that money and I throw it away at the bar after I earn it. But I've driven a lot of millennials around. They just seem like pussies. I mean, these are like guys, I think they take their time to get ready. Like, I think they take more time to get ready than women. They look like girls when they get in. You know, they're all primped and proper. You know, and I could see how girls would be into that. You know, that's like eye candy for them, right? I mean, you got to be attractive. Otherwise, you're never going to get laid. I mean, you could buy beers and buy drinks and buy this and buy that for girls all night long. But, you know, if you got any prayer of getting laid, then I guess you better be put together. Unless you're just going to settle for the fat chick at the end of the night.
No.
They're always there, and they're not so picky. But, okay, so these millennials, you know, they take a girl home, and, you know, they get their fuck on. And what about the next day? You know, these girls wake up, and here's this guy, he's up and at them. You know, he's up and out of bed.
Oh, where's Darius? That wonderful boy that took me home last night. Oh, where did he go? He didn't leave in the middle of the night, did he?
No, he's in the bathroom, primping his hair and getting all pretty. It's what the fuck am I even talking about? But they aren't like real men. You know, real men don't get ready. They're not getting ready for hours on end to go out. You know, real men, they cuss and they swear and they're not staring at their phones and they drink domestic beer, God damn it, like I do. And I don't know. You know, if I was a gal, I'd be kind of down about the selection that they got to pick from nowadays because they all just, I don't know. So what are young broads to do, right? I guess they're going to have to go out and date older guys, you know? Unfortunately, I'm off the market. But there are plenty of guys out there, Woody, that would love to date a 20-something-year-old chick, you know? Maybe they should start looking for that. Maybe that's where it's at. Here's another thing. What is the deal with Target? It's like a roach motel for women. They come in, but they don't come back out. Nope. And I don't think it's just limited to me and my wife. I timed her once. She said she had to go in the Target for one thing. And I'll be back out in 15 minutes. I swear to God, I'll be back out in 15 minutes. I just have to run in there and get some paper towels. That's it. In, and I'm out, and we're down the road. Because I know how much you don't like shopping. So you just stay here and listen to the radio and I'll be right back. 2 hours later.
I found all these great things that I forgot we needed. I'm so sorry for making you wait. Could you help me load all this?
She went in there for paper towels. And she comes out with a cart full of shit. We didn't need any of it. We needed the paper towels. You know, that cost like a buck. She comes out $200 later. What is it with women and Target? I get it. It's better than going to Walmart. I fucking hate Walmart. Target, if I got to go to any store like that, I'm going to pick Target. But I think most men are the same way. We're going in there. We're on a mission, right? We're going in there to get what we need. It's like a, you know, it's like a mission from the A-team. back in the day. I know some of you kids don't know what the A-Team is. It's this show that was on in the 80s, and they went out and they did all these, they like stuck up for the little guy and, you know, yada, yada, yada. And anyway, but when guys go in, they're on a beeline. Even if I got my kid with me, who's used to getting a gift every time she goes out somewhere, we got to stop that. Getting kids a gift for doing like the most basic things that they should be doing anyway. So I get my kid, you know, she's 10, going to Target. Daddy, can we go over to the dollar spot? Can I pick out something? No. Why not? I'm like, because we're not here for you. We're here for me. I need to get deodorant. So we're going to get deodorant, and that's all we're going to get. Okay. You know, and she's walking behind me, and I'm like, you better keep up. You better keep up. Keep the pace up. We're not dragging along. We're running, you know, and I'm like almost at a jog running through Target. Get over to my deodorant. I got it. Daddy, is that all you need? Should we go and look? Nope. I got my deodorant. That's all I want. That's all I need. And I'm leaving. And of course, when you get up to the checkout, they got all the candy set up and the pop and all the gum and all the other impulse buy shit. Then your kid starts in, oh, can I just get one pack of gum, Dad? One lousy pack of gum? And you can't let them do it because that'll start it. That'll start it because then the next time, they're going to say, last time I got a pack of gum, can I get something this time? Got to be a flat no, guys. A flat fucking no every time you go in. I don't know. Maybe somebody will email me about that. A chick, a broad, a lady out there can email me and let me know what the hell is it about Target that traps you like a roach motel. Speaking of emails, I actually got my first complaint about one of my shows. So I guess I must be moving up in the world if people are taking time to send me their complaints, right? Yeah, I totally care. This is about the last show I did with the two psychics and then the dog parent person. This person says, that show sickened me. It's disgusting the way you made those nice, innocent, albeit totally misguided young ladies engage in your juvenile game of sexual innuendos. You could do so much better. And that Lee Marvin didn't even sound like a real person. That's terrible, making a mockery of people's genuine love for their dogs. From Anonymous. Let me spend a minute on that. The two psychics that I brought in on my last show, show 42, or I forget the name of it. They know this is a comedy show, right? You guys don't tune into my show to hear, you know, about fucking Wall Street or the latest hurricane to hit Florida or that virus down in South America that's turning babies into pinheads. You don't want to hear about that shit. Don't you want to have a laugh, right? And these girls are totally into it. Yeah, it got a little dirty, but that's the show. It's wisecracking with Winter, not The World Tonight with Mike Winter. This is comedy. So I don't know what this guy's deal is. I mean, then the dog guy I had on. I mean, yeah, that got a little gross. It got a little gross. But that's what he's into. I can't help it. That was just somebody else that emailed me that wanted some time and wanted to talk about his unconventional love for his pets. So, hey. You know, you can go ahead and feel free to email me, too. I'll read them on the air. I have no problem with it. It's wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you didn't write it down, Mitchell repeated at the end of the show. Why is it that people brag so much on fucking Facebook?
Yeah, no shit.
Everybody knows I hate Facebook. So that being said, why do people brag so fucking much on there? I think Facebook rips people's families apart. I really do. You know? I mean, just go through the news feed
It's always, here we are on our vacation in sunny Cancun, Mexico. Wish you were here.
And there'll be like 17 photos of them doing various things in Cancun, Mexico. And then you know what happens? Your wife sees that, and then she's looking at you up and down. How come we don't go to Cancun? I haven't been to Mexico in a couple years. Maybe I'd like to go to Mexico. Like, well, we'll go one of these days. But look, the Smiths are already there now. Look at what fun they're having. And we're not there. We're just here. And they're having all the fun. I want to go there. See what? See the fights Facebook causes? Even the people, the fucking weirdos that take pictures of their dinner. You know? Maybe I come home one night and I'm looking at Facebook and I see that, you know, some gal has made her husband some amazing pot roast. And what do I get? I get, you know, that particular night, my wife is a good cook, but, you know, that particular night I get fish sticks. I'm looking at my fish sticks. I got my phone in my left hand. I'm staring at my fish sticks. Then I'm looking at this pot roast on Facebook. I'm looking at my fucking fish sticks. All it does is cause jealousy and problems. Because nobody's lives are that fucking great all the time. They just aren't. It's just bragging. All the time. Billy's Pee Wee hockey team made sectionals today. We're so proud of Billy. Yay, Billy. Why do you got to put it on Facebook? Why can't you just tell your kid, Billy, I am so proud of you, son. Good job. No need for a photo. No need to send it online. Just, hey, Billy, great job, man. Me and the rest of the family are real proud of you. You know? Just the constant fakery on Facebook. This pisses me off. You know? It also ends marriages with infidelity. It does. Because people out there, you know, I've read stories where they run into old boyfriends and girlfriends that they haven't talked to in 20, 30 years, or old high school friends in quotation marks that they haven't thought about since they graduated high school or got the equivalent GED. You know, now they start talking to these people again and they develop relationships with these people again, and sometimes it gets inappropriate. I mean, I had a guy on a year ago who told me about his wife who went on Facebook and reconnected with some dude that she knew who lives in Africa, somewhere on the continent of Africa. Reconnected with the guy, fell in love with the dude, and then went to Africa.
What the hell?
Left, went to Africa, ended the marriage. Hadn't even seen the guy in person in probably 15 years. But just ended it because of some conversations on fucking Facebook. Fucking terrible. There's something else that annoys me. I'm a Blackhawks fan. I mean, it's right on the logo. I'm wearing a Blackhawks jersey, right? And I get all the time, why do you like the Blackhawks? How come you don't like the Minnesota Wild? You're in Minnesota. You should do what everybody else does. Like the Wild. Come on. I'll tell you why I don't like the Wild and why I'm never going to like the Wild. I won't root against them as long as they're not playing the Blackhawks. I could give a fuck less. More power to them, but I'm a Blackhawks fan. I was a North Star fan when they were here in Minnesota until they were stolen and shipped off to fucking Dallas, of all places. Dallas? There's no fucking snow or ice in Dallas. All they care about is fucking football. And they steal our hockey team away. I was pissed. I was. I still am. There's nobody to root for here for years. So I just rooted for the Blackhawks. It was the closest team, right? I became a Blackhawks fan. And then all of a sudden we get another team. And of course they can't name them the North Stars because Dallas is the fucking Stars. And we can't have the Stars name back. So we got to be, of all names, the Wild. Roar! Wild! Roar! Stupid. And they got the worst jerseys ever. Christmas colors. Green and red. Ugh. The logo, I don't know what the hell that is. I don't know, what is it? It's like a man, bear, pig, forest scene or something. And they're just shitty, you know? They get all excited around here when they make the playoffs. And they always make, when they make the playoffs, they end up facing off the Blackhawks. And that's when shit gets heated. That's like the only time I pay attention to Facebook is when the Blackhawks are playing the Wild. Because I get into heated discussions, you know, insults back and forth. Because I'm the turncoat, you know? I'm the Blackhawks fan. I'm the bad guy. Their insults are always the same. You're just a bandwagon jumper. That's all you are. You just started following those Blackhawks because they've been winning all those Stanley Cups, and that's the only reason you like them. If they weren't winning Stanley Cups, you'd be a dumb shit Wild fan like us. Wild, roar, state of hockey, eh. No, I wouldn't. I really wouldn't. I don't find the Wild that entertaining, and I don't appreciate being called a bandwagon jumper either. And they, you know, they do it just to get underneath my skin, and I do the same shit on Facebook. I'll admit it. I'm a troll. I'm the fucking asshole that starts fights on Facebook. That's what I do. That's all it's good for. You know, occasionally I promote the show on there, but, you know, as we all know, I mean, ask any other podcasters that are in the Potter and Family Network, Facebook does not work for promoting your show. And on top of it, they'll ask for money. Just give us $5 and we'll promote your post to 5,000 people. Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Stick with Twitter. I like Twitter. Oh, what else? Oh, people are saying that they'll leave the country if Trump wins. That is so fucking hacky. That is the biggest hacky statement ever. Nobody's leaving the country if Trump wins. Nobody. They just like to get on their soapbox and show how fake passionate they are. I'm not putting up with Trump and his bullshit. I'm going to move away to where? Where are you moving? Where are you fucking going? Where? Where is there a better country than the good old United States of America, buddy? Love it or leave it. That's what I say. Now I sound like a Trump supporter. There's no better country than here. There just isn't. I mean, there's lots of good countries. Where are you going to go? Where are you going? They never say where they're going. You ever notice that? Oh, I'm leaving if he's president. Where are they going? You're going to go to Mexico? Because they're all trying to move here. We're going to go to Canada? And go up there and freeze your fucking ass off. And pay like 70% of your money to, you know, in taxes. That's great that they got the universal health care, but you don't get to keep a lot of your own money. Where the fuck are you going? You going to go live in Russia? You going to go live with Putin? Look like fun times up there. You can go to Ukraine. That looks like a real fucking treat. Where are you going? Where? You're not going anywhere, you fucking stuffed shirt blowhards. You're going to stay right here, and you're going to live underneath Trump's reign, and you're going to fucking love it. You're going to like it. You're going to put up with it. Not that I want Trump to win. Well, you know what? I'm an independent. I guess I really can't say. I don't know. Hillary or Trump, I'd be interested, you know, in either one of them as president. I guess. I wouldn't move. It'd be curious to see what happens, I'll tell you that. And what it all boils down to with these people is they just get butt hurt because their guy or gal doesn't win. You know? Hillary didn't win.
America's not ready for a female president. I'm going to leave and live somewhere else. The rest of the country didn't agree with me, even though I put it on Facebook that they should vote for Hillary, and I didn't get that many likes, no shares. This country is full of idiots!
You know what? I love podcasts. So I'm going to go ahead and promote one. So listen to this quick.
Hey, everybody. My name is Justin.
And I'm Eric. And we are the hosts of Paratruth Radio.
Eric, I got a question for you. What happens when a Christian view of the paranormal and a mainstream view of the paranormal collide?
Something epic.
We talk about paranormal topics and other topics
at PTRnetwork.com, Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There you have it. Listen to those fucking guys. I've caught a couple of their shows. It's pretty good. If that's what you're into, if you're into the paranormal, hey, give them a listen. Don't be such a fucking asshole. Listen to them. They went to a lot of trouble to make that fucking show. What are you so busy doing that you can't listen to them? Speaking of other podcasts, I always like to get out and discover a new podcast. You know, once or twice a week, I'll listen to five or six podcasts I've never listened to before so I can find a gem out there, you know. The podcast I'm going to recommend this week is a great fan. I already forgot the name. Just bear with me here. You're not in that big of a rush. Just hold on. It's called Center City Comedy. Center City Comedy. Very good show. It's five stand-up comedians, and they're all very funny. It's Tom Cassidy and Kevin Ryan and Derek Gaines. And M. Foley, who's kind of like the host, and Andrew, fuck, how do you pronounce that last name? Well, just, and Andrew. They do a new show every week. It's very good, and I recommend you listen to it. Center City Comedy. They're on iTunes, and I'm sure they're on all the Android apps. So, give them a listen. But what they're... You know, what there is way too much of in the podcast world, there are way too many, you know, okay, there's a lot of movie podcasts out there, okay, where they review movies and they talk about their favorite movies, movies from the 80s, movies in the 90s, movies from today, tons and tons and tons of them if you're in the movies, okay? I like movies. So I gave a few of them, and they'll remain nameless, a try. Here's the thing. All they fucking talk about are comic book movies. Like Batman versus Superman that's coming out. They'll spend like the whole show on it. It's not even fucking out yet! Talk about the movies that are out now. Comic book movies, comic book movies, comic book. Fuck the comic book movies. There's plenty of good movies out there. Okay, kids? And I want to hear about your fucking microbrews, too. A lot of these podcasts, it's fucking forever on the microbrews. 15, 20 minutes of spending on fucking microbrews. Who gives a fuck? Beers, you know, it's there for you to get drunk on. That's it. You don't have to analyze it forever, okay? And here's a show that you should absolutely avoid at all costs. Do not watch Fuller House on Netflix. I am not a fan of Full House, that fucking show that was on in the 80s or 90s, whatever it was, you know, huge show on ABC. It was for kids, right? All the jokes were super hacky and lame, and the storylines were hacky and lame. Yes, it's a show for families and kids in the 90s, not for families today. Even when I was a kid in the 90s, I couldn't stand it. I couldn't take more than 5 minutes of that show. Oh, it's hacky, horrible shit. So now they just put out the spinoff of Full House, Fuller House!
Fuck off!
Terrible. Awful. I watched 5 minutes of it with my kid who's really into Full House, and she didn't even like it. She thought it was hacky and lame. She couldn't get through a single episode of it. Just stay away from fucking Fuller House and Full House. All right? Can you do that for me? Thank you. Well, I think that's going to be it. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you're looking for a new show to listen to, go to hashtag Potter and Family on Twitter, and there's all kinds of great shows for you to choose from. So definitely give that a look, okay? All right? I'm not asking that much of you. And if you do like my show, and if you have a minute, if you're using the iTunes app, make sure you rate me. Give me a 5-star. Subscribe to my show. It helps the show out. All right? I'm trying to get some damn paying advertisers here. All the advertisements I do for this show, like Jesse Duncan of Keller Williams Premier Realty, you know, it's unpaid. He's just a friend of mine. And he's a great realtor. If you're in Minnesota, you need a home. Jesse Duncan of Keller Williams Premier Realty is the guy to use. All right? Don't use some other fucking joker. Do what I tell you to do. Don't think. Just do what I say. And Jesse Duncan is a good guy. He's a friend of mine. If you're in Indiana and for some reason you want to buy a house there, I have no idea why you'd want to do that. But look up Paul Lambie. He's a realtor there. And I couldn't tell you what real estate agency works because I, God damn it, I never write it down. But it'll, Mitch, put it in the show notes, please, sir, if you don't mind. So if you need a realtor, it'll be in the show notes. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed the solo cast. And I want to hear from you, so email me. And that's it. Have a great fucking night, all right? Later.
Thanks, Mike. I'm Mitch, executive producer of Wisecrackin' with Winter. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of Mike, email him at wisecrackinwithwinter@yahoo.com. If you're into Facebook, check out our Wisecrackin' with Winter fan page or follow us on Twitter at @GetWisecrackin'. Make sure to listen and rate the show on iTunes and check us out on Google Play Music.